good afternoon wherever you are, and some of us would be maybe a little bit festive this evening because your favorite team may have won, and some of you might need some hugs. I want to say good evening, to you if you're on the East Coast and you're still experiencing some cold. Hey, we're going to give you some warmth coming up. And it's the RS Radio Caribbean Radio Show, and it's Dr. Ev on the mic tonight. And we will continue to have our very special program here. We'll be doing a series on... some of you laugh, you know. I've been chatting to a few of my folks on Facebook, and when they listen to the show, they get to chuckle, and some folks are kind of mad at me. The topic is, let me introduce myself. I am the other woman in your husband's life, and this is about the fourth episode. Now, please, don't take this personal. You know, this is a conversation that we're having because I think it is very important in our society. This is something that is not new to us, but it's something we live every day. A lot of us try to avoid it. A lot of us get really mad, and a lot of bad things do happen in these situations. But I'm thinking, if we kind of communicate, talk with this, talk it out, rationalize it, if you may, I think probably we'll find some better way to handle this, or probably even accept it. What do you think? 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. We're going to be chatting up a little bit. We have a very, very special guest with us this evening, so you won't be hearing an entire monologue. We have our social worker. Her name is Miss Brown. And she's going to be giving a professional side of it, or another side of the story. And we're going to welcome her in a couple of minutes. But before we do, remember tomorrow on CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show, you know, there's several other interesting programs. And we have our 24-hour station going on crsradio.com. So please give us a visit there, www.crsradio.com. And also please visit our Facebook page. We have a really active Facebook page, Facebook crsradio.com group. There's Facebook, crsradio.com group. And also the page is on the Caribbean Radio Show, also on Facebook as well. We want to be chatting with you, so hit us up. Okay, without ado, we're going to be introducing our special guest this evening, Miss Brown. Hello and good evening to you. Welcome into the show.
Good evening, Dr. Richardson. How are you?
I am good. I am good. And certainly excited to have you on the show and to get a little bit of your expertise on this particular topic. First of all, let's dive into it a little bit. Let me introduce myself to you. I am the other woman in your husband's life. And I know in your career and your practice, at some point in time, some of the cases that you have to do with a third party in a relationship. Give us a little overview of what do you think, maybe on a general level and then maybe on a professional level.
So I will do a general piece before I maybe mentioned what my professional take on the situation or the subject is. So during a relationship, the male usually,
I lost you there a little bit. It seems like you were still having a conversation. Go ahead, please.
No, I was saying that sometimes in relationship, the men usually is the one that cause a breakdown because of their not willing to express their feelings. Because, you know, boys are trained not to cry, not to express some of their emotions. So they tend to, when they're in a real relationship, quote unquote, a marriage relationship, if something is going wrong, tend to not express it to their partner. And then somewhere along the line, if they are an executive or in some kind of field where they're interacting with a female companion, they usually ended up started a relationship, not all, and then that's where the other party comes in. A lot of times the dilemma is, though, if the wife finds out, she tends to want to attack the woman most of the time and not going to where the real issue is, like addressing the husband and try and find out what or where the breakdown comes in. So it can be very distressful for both females, because here we are, two females going at it, and the man is off somewhere else getting a third party. So,
wow, you really unpack a lot of things that I probably didn't think about. It. Let's kind of take a little one at a time here. You're saying most men seem to have a communication problem. And what I'm hearing you saying is if they're executive or they're in a workplace where they're other female, probably they will express their feelings to that third party rather than express it to the person who they really should direct this information to, or do they just, because of the frustration at home, just start a relationship? Because I would have think that some amount of communication somewhere along in the relationship would have brought out the uncomfortable nature of the relationship back home.
Yeah, sometimes that's how it starts. Like they start sharing maybe a cup of coffee, and this person probably see them looking unhappy or forlorn, and then try to get them to talk about what's going on. And then, you know, from one conversation to the other, and before they know it, the next thing they're sharing more than coffee or lunch, and then they end up having this relationship. And
okay.
Then,
so what I'm hearing from you is that here is a person who, for them getting into the relationship, it seems to me, this other woman is sitting and listening to him, and this giving some kind of a comfort, and hence the relationship begins?
Sometimes that's how it starts. Because usually the man, he's not thinking of a long-term anything, because if he's married, he wants to stay married, but then he gets caught up in this cycle of wanting to express, but not express to the wife, but to this other partner, and then that's where the drama starts.
So what about, I can understand that definitely, and I agree with you, but what about some men who just they just see a woman and their eyes just get piercing and their emotions just get stirred up and they want to be a part of whatever they see involved with it, I mean, physically. They're just aroused. What about those men?
So for those individuals, it's a little less complicated because then they're not going to have a continuous relationship. It's usually for a little while, maybe a 6 months or 3 months, and then they move on to the next person. But I'm addressing the ones that where the wife will have a situation with, because usually these are the ones that they have the relationship 1 and 2 years in their marriage, 3 years in the marriage. So eventually the wife finds out that her husband is having an affair. Not that they never find out sometimes if it's a one-night stand or a two-night stand, but usually the long-lasting ones are the threatening ones. So this is where the wife and the other woman start having issues.
All right. I think I have a little bit of difficulty hearing you a little bit, so if you could just come a little bit closer to your mic for me, please.
Okay.
Wow. This is much more. This is why communication and having a conversation can open your eyes to a lot more what things that you never considered. And I think this is what is opening. As I'm talking to you, open up a lot of the different avenues which I never really consciously think about. You're listening to CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, The Knowledge Station, and this is your host, Dr. Al, and we have a special guest this evening, Miss Brown, and we're talking about, let me introduce myself. I am the other woman in your husband's life. Now, let me ask you a little bit to elaborate. When men, you said earlier on the conversation that most of the men don't necessarily want to break up their marriage, but they are taking, well, it's a matter of having your cake and eat it. They want to have this relationship out of it. And I'm thinking this is sometimes the relationship that they have outside is not necessarily all the time a sexual relationship. Could that be a communication relationship or some other kind of a relationship that they're not getting on the home front?
I'm sorry, could you elaborate more?
Yeah, I was saying for a lot of men, having, you had said previously that some men having a relationship on the outside does not necessarily mean they want to give up their marriages. What they just want is whatever that relationship would give them that they're not getting on the home front. And I was asking, when we think about somebody having a relationship or a male having a relationship with another female, it would get to the point where you think this is a sexual relationship. Is there any other kind of relationship that would bring this man into the arms or into the home or of another woman other than sexual relationship?
Oh, yes, definitely. Sometimes a lot of men, they're used to a certain type of relationship and they get married and sometimes they'll realize that that part of the relationship would not be fulfilled. They wouldn't experience a good relationship with that individual. So here they are married, unhappy, and then once they're unhappy, they just want to get somebody else to fill that gap. Maybe the gap is someone that they could talk to and express their old intentions of where they're coming from, their old feelings,
and they can't go to their wives and express these things. I'm not saying that's with every marriage. I'm just saying there are relationships like that where the man sometimes there's things that he wants to express, but he would dare not tell his wife because of maybe the relationship means a lot to him and he don't want to break it up. So he just finds this woman out there to just fill that void. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's a whole lot of issues that cause that. Maybe the way they were brought up, the way their mother deal with the dad, or the way the dad deal, the mom deal with the father. You know, these are all things to take into consideration.
Wow. Ooh. Now, you know, most women grow up, you hear you want a man on a white horse, and I don't know why white horse is going to come and take her away. Or the culture would say some man is going to be taking care of you, or, you know, throughout the marriage, that kind of a thing. So women have this idea, or you grow up as a woman with the idea, so somebody is going to be coming to take you away, or make a home, or make a home with you. And I guess with the object of, you know, making a family, because I think most people get together for making a family, consciously or unconsciously. But do you think that the responsibility on a man, because when you think about it, the responsibility of a man seemingly in the society is to be a provider and also a protector. And that caused him to maybe not want to be vulnerable to his partner and find it easier to be more vulnerable in terms of his need to a third party, why we have these other relationships?
No, I think a lot of times a male, when he's married, he does not understand the full ramification of what he's getting into. And then maybe his mom or his dad were married for 50 years and he decided, I want to keep my marriage for 50 years, even if it's not working. Even if he realized he make a mistake, he's going to stay in it and try and make it work. So, but when you mention about women thinking a male is going to come on a white horse and take them away, it's the main factor, the main idea behind that is that parents bring their boy up differently from how they brought the girls, or they bring the girls up. So girls are taught to be homekeepers. We are taught to be more emotional, express our feelings. And some male just cannot deal with that. So if he has a wife that is clingy, or if he has a wife that cries a lot, if he has a wife that can't take certain stress, he is going to then now look outside of the marriage because he wants someone whom he can express all of these issues that maybe arise during the marriage that he didn't foresee before he got married. So this is how some of the situations are addressed, and these are some of the reasons why, and this is my opinion, why the men, you know, choose to go elsewhere or to look elsewhere. Not that they want to divorce their wife, but just because there's that need that is not being filled.
Does a man say, you a man who is having a problem at home and he sees a woman in the office or wherever, and he is kind of motivated to really strike up a relationship with her, does he explain to her, hey, you know what, I'm having a relationship at home, I am married, I am not getting my feet rubbed Would you like to play that role of rubbing my feet? But that's all I want you for. I don't want a long-term relationship. When it's convenient, I'm going to just come and get my feet rubbed with you. Are you willing to do that? Do they make that kind of arrangement, or do people express what they want from that relationship?
So believe it or not, Dr. Evelyn, a lot of men will tell a woman that I have my wife, I'm not going to leave my wife, but if you're willing to be the second fiddle, you know, I would love that. So, yeah, you do have relationships where the men will tell the woman that, but I think majority of the time they don't. Some of them lie. They'll hide their rings and pretend that they're single. Some of them will, yeah, they will say I'm married, but they'll tell the woman, oh, I'll believe in my wife when my son grow up or my daughter grows up, you know. And the woman get caught up in those relationships. Because women are so emotional, they start this relationship and thinking, yeah, I'll get him to leave his wife. I'll get him to one day marry me. And not realizing if the man is not going to leave his wife, he's not going to leave his wife, no matter what she does, no matter how good she thinks she is, because that's how a man is.
Wow. So is there, what I'm hearing you saying here, or what I'm interpreting from it, is that the other woman is either feel the reason why you, which is the man, left your wife is because you see something in me that your wife cannot give you. And therefore, if that is the case, I think I have the power to kind of bring you over into my fold completely. And to me, it seems like you say that's an illusion that most other women have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. If a man says he's not going to leave his wife, don't waste your time. He's not going to leave his wife. And if he's even ifing and butting about the situation, I can't guarantee you that he's not going to leave his wife, but I think majority of them is not going to leave their wife. Because the wife,
wow,
may be not giving them what they completely want or need, but that commitment to marriage is for them is more of a tradition, or they see something in it that I don't think the other woman can fail, so they're not going to leave their family or, you know, to go with that other woman.
Wow. Because what I'm hearing you say, a lot of women, the married woman or the woman with the ring, is there any need for her? And based on what you're saying, there is no need for her to be feeling threatened, because deep down the man will not leave her. What does that say? How can she mend this situation? Because we talked about earlier on that she tends to get out and really mistreat, or however you want to call it, the other woman, rather than sitting with her man and say, hey, what is it? And I would say, what is it that I'm not fulfilling that I am able to do, and how can we work on that? Why can't they not have this conversation?
Well, as I said initially, communication is the key. And that's what caused the infidelity in the first place. They're not communicating. But sometimes, or what I've noticed, is that a lot of time a woman, once she found out that her husband is having an affair, then she starts to address the issue. She's able to make her husband see how, you know, ways that they can amend or correct whatever the issues are.
and bring their relationship back in line.
But what if this other woman is really competent and she really now falls in love with this man and she makes that effort to make him comfortable? Because by this time, she knows exactly, first of all, when the man crossed the line and get over in her lane, she knows he has a problem at home, period. Then if it's one of those men who open up, then she has all the arsenal to fix that problem, to make sure that, of course, if his feet is what he likes to get rubbed, she makes sure that that is rubbed continuously with other things, if she's smart and she's really working to get him. So you're saying, once the man say to you, I won't leave my wife or I won't leave my family, no matter what this other woman do, she will not get him over in her lane. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I can't swear for the male species because they are such creatures. But majority of the time, yes, if they are not out to leave their wife, they're not going to leave their wife. But you have some women who are willing to be that second person, so the man don't have to commit to leaving his wife for her because she's willing to be too in the relationship.
Well, that is another big old story of another episode, which we will definitely get into that. How do you make sure that you are properly provided for as the other woman in a relationship? Ladies, we're going to be talking a lot about that one too. Because if you decide that you are going to be in a relationship that doesn't have the outcome that you're looking for, which is marriage and family and a certain amount of protection, of course, you are not legally married, so you won't be getting the pension just in case of his demise. You won't be getting any part of the $1 million house that he has. If he has amassed a fortune, you would only get probably just the dress and the occasional or the birthday gifts and, you know, just maintenance money. And we will be going into that and see when you spend 10, 15, 20 years of your life with someone, if you're not thinking about the long-term issue, because times go flying by. And before you know it, if you wanted to have children and he did not want to have children, fertility time is came and passed, and that can be really hard after you really get your eyes open. So we're going to be dealing, and I hope you'll come back, Dr. Brown, to talk to us a little bit more about some of those issues, because I think you'll be able to clarify some of those issues for us. How does a woman really package herself and make her demands and make sure these demands are made, that she's not left out later on down the time she spent, if that is of any value as the wife committed? Because this lady or this man, and sometimes it's a man too, that is going to be committing his life to this person. And based on how this world goes, there has to be some kind of compensation. A lot of the times, emotion takes over rather than, you know, the reality of what life is all about. This is CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and it's Dr. Ev on the mic this evening. If you'd like to give us a call, 661-467-2407. This is going to be several series in the show. We have about four of the series already. You can catch them on crsradio.com in our podcast or in the Caribbean Radio Show.com on the podcast section. Please share and tell a friend. And if you would like to be a special guest on the show or call in, the number is 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. And our special guest this evening is Dr. Brown, and she is our social worker. I've been in practice for years, and of course, having much of our practice seen a lot of these cases. All right, hence our expert knowledge here this evening. So give us a call, 661-467-2407. Now, we see, and I want you to touch on this a little bit for me. We touch on it a little bit on the top of the show. Ladies who refuse to deal with their husband indiscretion, as they would call it, and get out, make it out of their way to go and attack the other woman. Is that fair on the other woman? Is this attack fair?
No, it definitely isn't, because I believe that if the woman, the wife, is having an issue with her husband, she should definitely address that with her husband, because she has to remember that, yes, a lot of women will flirt with other men, even if they're married, but she has to remember that the man has to or has made the choice to have this indiscretion. I'm sure that the woman didn't tie a rope around his neck and said, I know you're married, but let us have a relationship. Usually the man, you know, he's married and he goes out looking for that woman or try to get in a relationship with that woman.
But somebody would say, you know, this man marriage and you try to seduce him. You're a home wrecker.
I think because of insecurities and because of societal acceptance or non-acceptance of those type of relationships, they always put the blame on the other woman. But it's usually the husband and the wife should address what's going on in their relationship in the first place, why the man went out and sought this affair.
I certainly
woman,
agree with you.
I don't think the woman on the outside should be attacked. I don't believe that she should be blamed, because the issues are there before the man go astray.
And last night on my show, we did talk about that exactly. So because here is what I'm interpreting, that when that woman or whoever she is go and attack the woman, is it because, and I don't know why she's attacking the woman, is it because she maybe think that I can't even say she has the power to do that and maneuver her, or maybe she thinks because she's a woman she's more on defending her property, or maybe she thinks that she has the power also to disrespect her and hold her responsible. Why would someone think that they should get out of their way and disrespect somebody else who did not cause the problem in the first place? Because if the man is out there with another relationship, he absolutely knows he's married. He absolutely knows he has a wife. She absolutely is not giving him what he wishes he had there. This is why maybe Sometimes he's just a craven person. Craven is a term we use. I don't know if a lot of you know the word craven. I'm sure you do. I mean, not satisfied, not easily satisfied. Maybe he has a sexual, you know, he has his little thing with that thing.
Sometimes
he's not able to be satisfied. Maybe the woman can satisfy him sexually, among other things. So if this woman at home is not doing her job, and her job as wife, the duties of a wife, which unfortunately, again, we've come to another stumbling block in my book, is that marriages don't have a contract where they lay out exactly what needs to be done in the marriage. And then you can really and truly hold that person responsible if they're not fulfilling that aspect or some aspect of that contract. But we get into this thing called marriage emotionally because of tradition or whatever, whatever. And then when we get into trouble, we start kind of rewriting some rules or write some rules, which I'm thinking is much too late. Now, if this woman who has this problem reach out to this other woman, sometimes it's fight, sometimes it is just horrific, and sometimes the other woman, who, you know, she's not backing down either. But is the man responsible for some of this? Because if he is saying to this woman, hey, you know what, you can't call my house, you're not able to do that, you're not able to do that, you're not able to do that, should he not lay down some ground rules so wife don't even have to know what's going on, so one is respectful of the other? Or is that when the man gets in a relationship, he trashes his wife, so empowers this other woman?
I mean, that question is so loaded, Evelyn. I'm not sure how to address it, but mainly what I would say is a lot of time when the man is caught having an affair, it's never usually a planned thing. It's usually they get so comfortable in the other relationship that they may put down a number, they may buy the woman a gift or take her out to dinner and forgot the receipt in their pockets and stuff like that, and the wife get a win of that. So usually sometimes that's how they find out. But when it comes to, you said something about disrespecting the relationship and the wife should know what her duties are. So sometimes it's not, it doesn't have to be sexual, as I was saying earlier. Sometimes it's just a need of just something that's lacking from maybe the way the person was brought up. Mommy didn't allow them to cry, and this woman on the outside, from having conversation with her, they're allowed to express certain emotions. So they want to be strong for the wife, so they're not going to show that to their wives. And so those are some of the reasons why men, the relationship happened. But the wife now, her attacking this other woman is dishonoring the relationship. But because of her insecurity and her wanting to hold on to something that she might be losing, or something that she wanted and worked hard at trying to keep, and to find out that her husband is having an affair, this can be very hurtful. So she's taking out her anger on the woman instead of on the husband. So that's where we have all these breakdowns in the relationship.
Is the other woman responsible, whether or not I know this man has a wife? Is it my responsibility? Is it my moral responsibility? Let's put moral into it, to not have a relationship with this man because I know he's married. Is that my responsibility?
Well, I think it's the man's responsibility to not start a relationship in the first place. Because women get into different relationships for different reasons. That is very tricky. Because some women, they get in relationship, as you said, because the person has money. Some people get in relationship because the person looks good. Some women get in relationship because, you know, she don't have to come home and cook for this man or wash for this man. I mean, there's just all these number of reasons why women get in relationships. So I think it's the man's responsibility to not start up a relationship once he's married with someone outside of his marriage. Yeah.
I was going to be a devil's advocate and say, well, devil.
You don't need to be a devil's advocate.
To say, do you think then, if a woman knows a man is married, and we collectively as women, because maybe this is somehow that this could work, decide that once you're married, ain't no talk, ain't no relationship, ain't no friends, ain't no hanky-panky going on. Do you think that could work, or that may solve the problem? Because in that sense, that would put in a lot of responsibility on women to be the gatekeeper for man's behavior outside of their marriage.
I don't think that's necessary. I think a woman, once she's established a relationship with a male and found out that he's married, she should just not continue with that relationship. But it's not easy for me to say, because I would never put myself in that position, I hope. But there are women out there that need companionship, and once they establish that type of relationship, it's hard for them to break from it. So I can't judge them and say, oh, you know, the man was married, or you found out he was married, and you should have break up the relationship. Because it doesn't work like that. People's emotions are different. It varies from individual to individual. So it's really up to the party what they want to do once they find out, or the woman, once she find out that the man is married. But I think it's unfair for the man in the first place to start a relationship once you know he's married.
Wow. Hey, I want to say big up to all of you who are hanging with me. Auntie Anne, I want to say big love and good afternoon, good evening to you. Always nice to see you. All of you guys who are listening in on the Big F Book or on CRSradio.com, I want to say good evening to you, and just hope that you guys are really keeping safe. Thanks for having sitting and enjoying these programs with us for a couple of evening now. We're going to be talking much more delving down in this topic, because we really need to. A lot of lives could be saved, a lot of misery, if we just understand or really choose to take a different way. Dr. Brown, we talk about marriage and the getting together because of culture, family, and all, you know, once you reach a certain age, parents come, they would say, hey, you need to go get married now. You need to have some children. When are the children coming in? And this pressure probably more on the woman than men also. But equally, it is a pressure around culture state that, you know, you have children within a union. We even talk about legitimate children and illegitimate children. Talk to us a little bit about that, because it seems that although marriage, well, let me back up a bit. Is marriage, although there are religious consequences for a lot of people, is that for everyone, especially men?
Everyone should not get married. Some people are born knowing that they don't want to get married. But society makes it this issue where if you're not married, you're looked upon, you're frowned upon. As you were saying about illegitimate kids, a lot of times people just want to have a child and not get married, but they are just embarrassed by what or how they're going to be treated in society. So really depends on the individual. I think the kids are the one that suffers, whether in marriage or outside the marriage. Because if a child is in a marriage and the parents is unhappy, I don't care how good they are, those kids know that the parents is unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then they grow up with these inferiority complex or all these issues. And some of these men that grow up want to have a marriage for 50 years, they saw their mom and dad, and their mom stayed with the dad even though the dad was not kind and loving. But just for his parents' sake, they stay married for 50 years in an unhappy marriage. So some of these are the dysfunction that does happen in relationships.
So I think, and part of this conversation is for us to kind of take another look. I mean, the cultural thing, get out of the cultural norm. This is the 21st century. I don't know if saying that should make a difference. But we're talking about the logical thing to do for the prosperity of life and life itself. So a lot of times women and men are forced to be married, not because they really love each other, but they had some one-night stand relationship or a little casual relationship that ends up in pregnancy. And at that point, it seemed like based on religion and, you know, other influences, they're forced to be married. Should this be what drives us into a relationship that you are committed before God and man that would end up in a life that is deeply troubled?
So this is where, you know, as I was saying, kids grow up and have all these issues. Because, yes, I mean, in the Caribbean, mainly, I think, a lot of time people get married just because of societal norms or, well, not norms, but societal requirement. Like, oh, my mother was a Christian, and if I got pregnant, I run and force and get married because my mother don't want the world or the community to know that her daughter get pregnant outside of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of kids are a lot of relationships that messed up over the years. The husband end up want to leave the woman because he married her because, yeah, this is what the parents was expecting, and these are some of the reasons why a lot of these marriages doesn't work.
See, you know, we have a little less than 10 minutes before the downside of this show. Tell us a little bit for our listeners listening in and maybe having some of these problems, because some women, once their man start to having an affair, it comes the depression, comes the low esteem. I'm not good enough. Is something wrong with me? And that can lead in the some, you know, expression it that way, and some can get really outrageously mad at the other person. Is there some tip that you can give someone listening that may be experiencing this problem that would be able to help them either talk to their husband or try at least and fix some of the problems?
Well, counseling is good. I know, especially in our culture, African American culture, they don't like to do counseling, but it does help because a lot of time it helps not only the female but also the male to open up and to find out where their issues are coming from, what are some of their quirks that they need to work out in order to make not only their life a happier one, but also the life of their kids and the wife, and to also break the relationship from the other party, giving them that freedom to make an intelligent decision. For us as a group, it's very important, or it's imperative that we try to make our relationship where we identified with the other person hurt or what the other person is experiencing before we cast judgment.
Mm-hmm. But you said that in the African American culture, maybe a woman would be so inclined possibly to go to counseling. And that's only one side of the equation. But I'm saying a big portion of those men will never step foot in a counselor's office. How do you... I think we have... You know, now I'm going to ask a question, but I'm stepping back a little bit. I think we have counseling in our society, the African American society. Let's focus more probably on the Caribbean society. I'm very much familiar with that. That somebody may call somebody in the family, the matriarch of the family, usually a granny or a grandpa or somebody in the family that everybody looks up to, and say, boy, John having some problem, you know, me while you talk to them for me. Isn't that what normally, or you may go to your grandmother's house and she say, John, you know, look so happy, or you look like somebody fretting like that. You know, and all of a sudden, a conversation may ensue, and the counseling, the informal counseling for us begin. Our granny may come and say, boy, come here, sit down, let me talk to you, because me hear something go on, you know, et cetera, et cetera. For those community who don't have that kind of informal counseling, and I think we all have the informal counseling, how do you get a male person to sit down? Because rightly so, what I'm hearing, if he's not able to sit with a counselor, it is says that he's having difficulty either facing the problems that he has, or difficulty opening up where he would get vulnerable. How do you change that? How do we change that?
Well, so it is in this type of situation, in our culture, the Caribbean culture, as you stated, yes, we would go to our aunts or cousins, we sit down as girls, together with our friends, we share these relationships. But having a professional individual help you to address or to identify the root of the situation is a lot different than if I would say to my girl, you know, my husband is having an affair, and then she said whatever she shares. Oh, you should leave him, or oh, you should work it out, or whatever. That's a different level of communication. So it's very important for us to encourage our male or even the woman to get some form of counseling to address the situation that will help us to be a whole person instead of not facing the pain and the hurt or the difficulties that is caused from us being starting this outside relationship that put a strain on our marriages or on our relationships, or even with our kids growing up and saying, oh, my dad is no good because he hurt my mom, or, you know, I don't want to have nothing to do with my dad, or I don't want to have to do anything with my mom because my mom left us and gone off with somebody else, you know? So, because this can happen both ways. It's not only the male, because women, too, have fears and leave their husband at home with the kids and think nothing of it.
Wow.
You know?
Well, Doc, I want to thank you so, so, so very much for just enlightening us a bit. I mean, I am truly enlightened this afternoon. And I want to welcome you back on another segment of our show. We have so, so, so much to talk about. And I want to thank all of the listeners tuning in. I want to say big up to Auntie Anne or wherever you are in the UK there. Early morning now, or late afternoon. I think you're over, well, 5-6 hours off. I'm not sure now. All of your our friends on the CRSRadio.com Facebook, those on Caribbean Radio Show, thank you so much for listening. We're going to be here tomorrow, hopefully. And we will want you to call in and give your side, your experience. What do you think? How we can make our lives, because these series are just to have a better understanding so we can live more productive and happier lives. Some of the things that we really just kind of get out on the wrong foot deal with so differently can be dealt with in another way that they're more tolerable. Some of the question we need to ask ourselves is, marriage a natural way of life? Are we committing to a culture that is not really and truly feasible? When we think about the divorce rates, I would say marriages are not very successful. And even those who stay into a relationship, you ask a lot of women, oh, I'm only in this when the children, they are grown, I am gone. And some of them do that. How can you live a life of that sacrifice? And as the doc says, you're in a relationship and you are uncomfortable, but you stay there for whatever reason. And if you're uncomfortable, the children who you are supposedly making the sacrifice know you're uncomfortable. So they are being taught how to coexist with things that are not necessarily good for them in their life. And what you teach children is what they learn, or children see what they learn, or learn what they see. So I want to thank you all, and thank again Dr. Brown for coming in, and all of you listening. If you're going to make some love tonight, make some good love and take care of the ones you're loving on. We'll see you.
Thank you, Dr. Ev.
Bye.